Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to the sleep story from Abide. I'm Chloe, and I'm so glad you've chosen to join me tonight as I read The Consolation of Christ. Tonight, we will be hearing about the unfailing love of Christ during times when anxiety is great within us. We will be allowing the comforting presence of His Holy Spirit to overcome all fears and worries and concerns. We will be letting His joy enter our hearts, bringing us true consolation and peace. The Bible passage that tonight's story is based on is out of Psalm 94, verses 17 to 19. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, "My foot is slipping," Your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, Your consolation brought me joy. The psalmist is calling out to God when he feels like everything is slipping from under his feet. All other things that he trusted in now appear to be like sinking sand. But he testifies that the unfailing love of God came through just in time to save him and deliver him from his anxieties, bringing him joy and comfort. Remember, beloved listener, when you feel like anxiety is increasing, God's unfailing love will hold you fast. Even when your grasp of God may be weak, His grasp of you is strong and secure. His love will never fail you. He is a very present help in times of trouble. You can count on Him. His love will support you through everything that this challenging life brings. Before we begin our sleep story, I invite you to make yourself cozy in bed. Allow your head and neck to relax completely into your soft pillows. Let your eyes grow heavy and let them softly close. Relax your jaw and the muscles in your face. Breathe deeply and gently, in and out. Inhale and exhale. Feel any tension that has built up gently melt away. Let go of all the tightness in your neck and shoulders, your chest and torso. Continue scanning your body, bringing your awareness to any tight sensations, and let them go. Relax the muscles in your shoulders and all the way down your spine. Move your arms gently to release them. Wiggle your fingers to release any strain. Finally, move through your legs, all the way to the tips of your toes. Inhale And with each exhale, you'll find that each bit of stress and strain releases just a bit more. Come to stillness. Bring your awareness to the presence of the Holy Spirit within you and around you. He is your comforter and your helper. He wants to carry your burdens so that you can enter fully into his rest. As you listen to this story tonight, let his comfort conquer all your fears. Continue to breathe gently into the areas of tightness so that your body feels loose and limp as you breathe in and out. Feel your stomach rise and fall in a gentle rhythmic motion, like the ebb and flow of the ocean tide. Allow your breathing to settle into that pattern and join me as we start in prayer. Loving Father, thank you for everything you've given us in your word to soothe and comfort us. God, I pray that you, who are the source of all hope, will fill your precious child completely with joy and peace. They are coming to you this night. They could seek out other ways to bring them to sleep, but instead, they are coming to you to give them the rest their soul needs. And that delights your heart. Your child is coming to you for solace. You alone can give true and lasting comfort to the weary soul. As your child listens to this story tonight, may they overflow with confident hope through the power of your Holy Spirit. May their anxieties flee and give way to trust in you. May your consolation enter in and cause their fears to scatter. Let their hearts, bodies, minds, and souls be filled with joy. In the name of your victorious Son, who conquered fear, amen. Sometimes life on this earth can be really, really hard. We let worry, stress, and anxiety take over our thoughts way too often. But this is when Jesus is calling us deeper into his word. He wants to bring us peace and comfort. And he has blessed us with so many calming scriptures to which we can cling. Scriptures that will soothe our weary souls and guard our hearts from worry and stress. Listen as I read our passage from Psalm 94, verses 17 to 19 in the New Living Translation. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Sometimes anxiety can come at us suddenly, or it can be caused by situations beyond our control. But no matter what the external circumstances, God's peace can penetrate deeply and change us internally. Perhaps nothing changes outwardly, but everything changes inwardly when his truth makes its home in our hearts. Allow God to take your thoughts captive and captivate your heart, replacing all anxiety with trust in Him. The Lord knows our hearts, and He knows that anxiety can be overwhelming and that it can be easy to get lost in worries. Paul reminds us in Romans 15:13, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Not only should we not be fearful, but we are to let our hearts, bodies, minds, and souls be filled with joy. This verse is just one of many saturating the Bible that are wonderful to have stored in your mind, or even written down somewhere. Keep them always nearby so they can provide a calming effect, like ointment for your soul. I invite you to consider your Bible as a first aid kit for your spirit, because time after time, God will use it to rescue you from stressful situations, giving you divine help to find calmness when you need it most. Let it be your first choice of remedy, not a last resort when the stress gets bad enough. Paul is a wonderful example of trusting God in times of hardship. So let his words from 2 Corinthians 1, 3-5 encourage you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Let peace and comfort like a river wash over you, cleansing you with a healing flow from all fear and anxiety. It can be tempting to succumb to negativity and become lost in a downward spiral. So it's important to ground yourself in the truth of God's word when anxiety feels like it's creeping in on your joy. Listen to the very words of our beautiful Saviour Himself in John 16:33. "And everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows. But you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world." He was comforting his fearful disciples, who were probably spiraling into anxiety after Jesus had told them that he was going to leave them to go back to the Father's side. However, it was better for Jesus to go, for he would send the Comforter to us, to live inside us for all eternity. He tells them in the Amplified Bible, "But I tell you the truth, it is for your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you." Because of Jesus' victory over sin and death, we now have the Comforter himself abiding in us at all times and in all places. Call on him at any time to make his comfort and consolation real to you. He is your helper and counselor. Let me read Psalm 94, verses 17 to 19 again. I would have been killed so many times if you had not been there for me. When I screamed out, "Lord, I'm doomed," your fiery love was stirred, and you raced to my rescue. Whenever my busy thoughts were out of control, the soothing comfort of your presence calmed me down and overwhelmed me with delight. Thank you, our good Father and Protector God, that you race to our rescue. You are not slow to deliver us. You hear us when we call. Lord, when doubts and fears fill our minds, may your comfort give us renewed hope and cheer. May we experience the peace that passes human understanding and the joy that defies logic and a confidence that flies in the face of difficult situations. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Jesus promises in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Remember that he is here right now. He is here to guide you. He will never leave you alone with something too heavy to handle on your own. If you have invited his Spirit to live in you, he is one with you, dwelling inside you. Therefore, you will never face any challenge alone. Jesus tells us in John 14:18, "I promise that I will never leave you helpless or abandon you as orphans. I will come back to you." As our good shepherd, we know from Psalm 23 verse 4, "Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near." Listen as I read the whole psalm over you. Yahweh is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace near the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me the right path and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my cup overflows. So why would I fear the future? Only goodness and tender love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Lord God, I ask you to bring your comfort to this precious child tonight. Let all their anxiety slip away as they slip into deep, peaceful sleep. In the valleys of life, may your love overwhelm their hearts. May the truth in your word penetrate their souls, so that the cares and worries of this life will give way to your joy and peace. Because only your goodness and tenderness will pursue them all the days of their life. Amen. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. The Message Bible puts it this way: Who stood up for me against the wicked? Who took my side against evil workers? If God hadn't been there for me, I never would have made it. The minute I said, "I'm slipping, I'm falling," your love, God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up. When you feel like you might be slipping into anxiety, call on him and he will catch you with his unfailing love. He will hold you fast. Just trust him. Trust, precious listener. Trust his will. Trust his way. Trust his nature. Trust his timing. His timing is perfect. His will is perfect. He is perfect. He exhorts us in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." This is an invitation from our Maker to be still, to be calm. When anxiety tries to make your heart and mind race, be still and know that He is God, and He is good, and He is in complete control. Take a deep breath right now and just be still in His presence. Slow down and just be with Him. Be mindful that you are exactly how God made you, and He is always there to hold your hand and help you overcome your fears. We read in Psalm 56:3, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." It's tempting to give in to fear when it comes knocking, but instead, let's put our trust in the Lord. Rather than look at the bleak circumstances around us, We can stand on his word and let his consolation bring us joy. As David says in Psalm 55:22, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. In another translation, David also says it like this. So here's what I've learned through it all. Leave your cares and anxieties at the feet of the Lord, and measureless grace will strengthen you. He will watch over his devoted lovers, never letting them slip or be overthrown. Let's praise the Lord for his awe-striking goodness and tenderness that he reveals in Scripture. Lord Jesus, your goodness is extravagant. It's beyond anything we could ever deserve. You call us to cast our burdens on you. We praise you for such an unfair but stunning exchange. Our fears for your peace. Our burdens for your lightness. Our sorrow for your joy. Our anxieties for your consolation. We don't deserve your love, but we receive it with intense gratitude and humility. And we praise you. In your wonderful name, amen. Sometimes anxiety can feel like sinking sand. Negative thoughts and concerns can build and build over time and weigh you down. I invite you to see Jesus' hand outstretched to pull you up and set you on firm ground. Lean on him. Lean your whole weight on him. Let him pull you out of the sinking sand. Let him rescue you again and again. He will rescue you as many times as you need. He never gets tired of being your savior. He never gets weary of loving you. Let him love you now. And as you do, listen as I recite the lyrics from the hymn, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the overwhelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Thank you, Father God, that when the darkness of anxiety and worry veils Christ's lovely face, we can simply rest. Rest on your unchanging grace and rest in your unfailing love. Hold us continually, Lord. Anchor us through every stormy gale in life. You are the one the wind and seas obey. Our souls rest in you. We put our trust in you. If you are for us, who could be against us? nothing could be. Thank you, Father, for bringing us rest amid the storm. Paul encourages the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 6 to 9, in the Good News translation. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Always asking Him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. In conclusion, my friends, fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise. Things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you learned and received from me, both from my words and from my actions. And the God who gives us peace will be with you. Take this invitation for yourself. Saturate yourself in prayer so that anxiety has no chance to creep in. Be mindful every day to see His goodness so that you can cultivate a heart of gratitude. Feel completely free to tell Him every detail of your life. Pour out your honest feelings to Him, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And His wonderful, incomprehensible peace will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. We praise Him always. Thank you, Father God, for your measureless love and grace. Thank you that we get to give you our burdens and cares and receive your peace and joy instead. We can hurl our anxieties at the beautiful feet of your Son, Jesus. Draw your beloved child close tonight and give them rest. Rest from fears and worries and confidence in your word. Your promises are eternal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May you feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit rest in you all through the night tonight. May His consolation bring you joy. Know that your good Father will come to your rescue. He is faithful. He is not slow to deliver you. He hears when you call out to Him. When doubts and fears fill your mind, His comfort will give you renewed hope. May you experience His gift of peace that passes understanding. He longs to bless you with His serenity and comfort when you need it most. As you breathe gently in this moment, feel Him soothing your heart with His peace. Breathe in, and as you breathe, whisper, "He is my consolation." As you breathe out, whisper, "He brings me joy." Again, breathe in, "He is my consolation," and breathe out, "He brings me joy." Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, Your consolation brought me joy. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy.